The government is seeking to increase the number of Justices of the Peace, JPs, in Jamaica, as well as expand their role. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Justice, Carol Palmer, says Jamaica has just over 7,000 JPs, which is inadequate to meet the needs of the island. Mrs. Palmer says the aim is to double that number to allow increased access to justice services. She was speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
We now have just over 7,000 JPs in Jamaica. The standard is 1 to 100 citizens, so you can see how far behind we are. Mm-hmm. So we're on a drive to double the number as quickly as we can this year or maybe into next year. But we want our citizens to have the service they need without having to seek it illegally.
Precisely.
Or to tempt our JPs to operate without integrity, right?
Yes.
Because we are coming to deal with that as well by law. So we are expanding the numbers. We are encouraging decent citizens
to volunteer
to apply to be a JP. There is no guarantee you're going to get it, because when the due diligence is done, if you are found to be unsuitable, you will not get appointed, because we cannot afford to destroy intentionally the position of a JP. With that, we want to have the JPs able to be peace initiators in the community.
I see.
Right? So instead of just doing
signing documents,
and if you are elected and you've gone and done the training to do appearances in court, that's not enough.
Okay.
A lot of our problems start in the home. If you do the statistics, a lot of our problems are domestic violence. Mm. And it's because we do not know peaceful ways of disciplining and also of settling our disputes.
Yes.
You know, your child does something and you whop them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have a conversation with the child to expand their ability to reason. So when something happens, even if you're not there, they will do the right thing.
Absolutely.
You know, they're not dependent on you being over their backs. So we are looking to equip our JPs to be first responders, if you will, to settle disputes before they even need the intervention of the police.
So they would work with people in domestic situations?
Yes, anything, right? The thing is, you know, the JP is supposed to be the peacekeeper in the community. That's the original function.
Yes.
And exactly. And so we are giving them the enabling to really be the keepers of the peace.
Yes.
Right? And as low in the community size as a street.
Uh-huh.
Right? You can come out and you can use these new skills which we're giving them, mediation, restorative justice skills.
You're training them in these areas.
Training, yes. We are doing training for free across the island for our JPs so that they can come out and assist, right? The police cannot solve every problem.
That's right.
And the police may solve a problem at this minute. They are gone back to deal with something else and you just start up again.
Of course.
Right? So it is always good to have somebody on which you call to assist in a matter.
So you would encourage churches, community groups
to pastors,
teachers,
but we only want the upstanding ones.
Upstanding ones.
Yeah.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Justice, Carol Palmer, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
Do you know someone who died without making a will? Did that person leave assets and children under 18 years old? If so, report the death to the Administrator General's Department, which is responsible for protecting the interests of minors, beneficiaries, and creditors. In making the report, you must submit a form of particulars, an original death certificate, beneficiaries' birth certificates, and proof of assets. You can visit the Administrator General's Department in Kingston at 12 Ocean Boulevard or Montego Bay at 42B Union Street. Visit our website at agd.gov.jm. Our numbers are 922-1830-3. That's the Administrator General's Department, securing your legacy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.